So I've got Mike from the Complete Bear here, and you guys are the ones who organized the Best of Bears.
We do. This is our third year.
Third year, okay.
Third year.
And why did you start it up?
The Best of the Bears?
Yeah.
It was just to acknowledge people in the community, people who were doing some fun and interesting stuff. It was also a way of showcasing people in the community that may not have had some visibility. Mm-hmm. Plus, people like to vote on porn, I guess.
Oh, well, that sounds good, too.
Yeah, you know.
So how has it grown since you started it?
The categories have expanded. What's kind of funny is every year, or for 3 years now, we open up the nominations in September, and the nominations run, we opened them in October, and the nominations run for 6 weeks, and then in November 15th, we close the nominations, and then we start the voting. So inevitably, every year on November 16th, the day after we close the nominations, having been open for 6 weeks, we get a whole load of friendly suggestions of things we should have included after the fact.
Now we just need to make people aware. You gotta be there for October to make sure you get that nomination in.
It's been open for 6 weeks, and you know they wait. You know, and like I said, the week or so afterwards, they're like, "Why didn't you do this?" Or they question why we didn't have this category, that category, or you know why this or that person wasn't nominated. And they even complain about some of the people who are nominated.
Rather have more nominations than too little, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Excellent. And that's the Best of Bears of 2008 on this episode of Cubs Out Loud. It's Tuesday, January 13th, 2009. I'm Jeff.
I am John, a.k.a. Kudzu Cub.
And I'm Tim Cub.
Hey, everyone. This is Nard.
And welcome to Cubs Out Loud, the Bear Podcast of Indeterminate Length, UBA, episode 49. Yes, we're almost hitting number 50, and this has got to be one of the biggest shows, which will probably end up being like 49 and 49.5, and if it goes on long enough, maybe 49.75 or something.
Oh my god.
Because we got a lot. In fact, we're skipping over most of what we normally do.
Wow.
just because we don't want this to go on too long. we're finally, as we said, and I'm glad Nard is joining us because he won last year the Best Bear Podcast in the 2007 Best of Bears.
I'm disappointed. Ray and I are angry.
Okay,
we are angry.
We'll get to that. we'll get to why you would be angry. And just a few things.
I'm kidding. Here. Okay, go ahead.
As to exactly why that is. As for this, though, I'm glad that you could join us. Griff is taking the week off.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, I'm glad you could join us, even though it was kind of spur of the moment, although we did talk about it a little earlier the week. I've been busy this past week getting ready for the show, and I'm going to have a bit of the time until this actually gets released sometime tomorrow. But this is the 2008 Best of Bears commentary. We're going to do this every year. We did this for the very first episode for the 2007 Best of Bears, so I thought, came back around, let's do it again. And let's start off with the big one, the equivalent of Best Actor and Best Actress and or Movie of the Year from the movies. That's the Bear of the Year, which was won by Ron Serratia. I would like to welcome Ron to the show. Ron, welcome to Cubs Out Loud.
Thanks for having me.
Congratulations on becoming the 2008 Bear of the Year.
Thank you.
So how long have you been doing stuff with the bear community?
Well, I've always had an affinity for bearish type guys. So when in the mid-1980s, I first heard of Bear Magazine while I was living in Boston at the time, it was no surprise that I was very attracted to that. And shortly afterwards, I moved to San Francisco from Boston, and it was while I was there that I got involved with the publisher and the first photographer for Bear Magazine, Richard Bulger and Chris Nelson. And Chris Nelson and I were boyfriends, and we lived together for a while in San Francisco. And so that was my earliest involvement with Bear community.
And you've been writing about bears and by men for a long time. You have several books. How many are you up to now?
Seven.
Seven?
More or less.
Okay. And both nonfiction and fiction.
I had done contributions for the Bear Book, which was edited by Les Wright, and the Bear Book 2, came out in the 90s. And then in 2002, I published a collection of interviews that I had been doing. I had an interview column for the now-defunct American Bear magazine. Mm-hmm. So the collection of those interviews and discussions was a book that was called Bears on Bears. And simultaneous with that, I edited a collection of bear-themed erotica called Bearotica. And so those were my first two commercially published books.
Of your books, do you have anything that's really close to your heart?
Oh, they're all works of love, and they're all areas that I'm very interested in. The sort of scholastic field that you call my area of interest is emergent masculinities. So, which is to say that, masculinity and gender are areas that I find of great interest. And so all sorts of different aspects of that, from bears to bisexual men. And one project that I'm working on now is on male triads, long-term cohabitating male triads. So those are some of the projects that I have taken on.
Now, I've listened to some of your episodes of Bear Soup that you had recorded, and I noticed you recorded 50. Is there a reason why you stopped, or are you just planning on just doing the 50?
Well, I would like to go back, but it's really labor intensive, as you well know, Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
I had to drop it because I'm not a broadcaster. I had a great time doing podcasts, but it was a huge learning curve for me. I'm a lot more familiar with and comfortable with editorial work, so the printed page. Whether or not I'll get a chance to return to it, I don't know. I've been mulling it over for a while, and we'll see. Your podcast and B Talk and Nard's Bear Podcast all do really, really great job of, you know, looking at all sorts of different aspects of bear community, and so, you know, I'm fine with letting you guys, you know, do that work.
Well, let us take care of that. That's fine. You sit back, relax.
There's not too many people doing editorial work with bears, though. Yeah. For some reason, most folks seem to think that media is really, you know, like pretty much confined to you know, porn films,
mm-hmm.
Or magazines. So, but books are still media, and we recently lost a number of bear themed books that had come out over the last 10 years because of the closure of one publisher. And I have in the past year started up my own imprint, a book imprint, under the auspices of Levy Press, which is run by my friend Steve Berman in New Jersey. And this is Bare Bones Books. And we've already put out our first title, which is a reprint of Jeff Mann's wonderful book of travel essays called Edge, Travels of an Appalachian Leather Bear. And they're really wonderful, really wonderful essays. And our next title that'll come out this season, we're publishing about one book a season. Our plans are to publish about one book a season. Mm-hmm. And the next book will be a revision of my book, Bears on Bears.
Oh, that sounds awesome. I have your originals somewhere around here. I haven't read it in a while, but definitely a book to pick up.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Now, here's your big chance. Is there anything you'd like to say to the bear community at large?
Everybody, I love you. And thank you for all of the kind folks who voted for me for this honor. it's hard to say that without laughing because it's not like, you know, I get any sort of award or sash or, you know, prize. So it's just it seems to be an honor in name only. But still, I feel very honored, and I think that's about all that I need to say at this point.
Well, I thank you for your time, Ron, and congratulations again on being voted the 2008 Bear of the Year.
Well, thank you very much. If I can, I'd like to ask folks who might be interested to check out my website, and that's at www.suresha.com. That's spelled Suresha. And you can also check out my new venture, publishing venture, barebonesbooks.com. And that's spelled B-E-A-R, bonesbooks.com.
Excellent. I'll have that in the show notes as well. Thank you very much again, Ron.
Thank you, Jeff.
He was a very artist.
Wait, was that the guy with the PhD? And what I mean by pretty huge? Was the guy with the PhD? No,
no, he's the writer.
He's an author of many, many books and lots of compilations of interviews,
both for both the bear community and by men community, and a combination thereof. I think I don't know. By the time I'm speaking this, everybody else probably knows. But that's okay. Yeah. So congratulations to him. He's a great guy. I did listen to his Bear Soup shows when he was doing those. Those were very fun. So you could actually go to his website, which is suresha.com, Suresha.com. And actually just check out the episodes right there on the website. And see what else he's doing. He's got a lot going on for him. I say real congratulations to him. I'm glad he got that.
Absolutely.
Next category, the best movie bears. I think we discussed this at one time, which was the show that didn't get released, which was how the heck do you vote for movie bears?
Yeah, how do you do that?
You know, I suppose if you're traveling around the country and seeing movies with the various movie bear groups, unfortunately there isn't a movie bear group here in Austin officially. Nard, is there a movie bear group in Houston?
Actually, I myself thought about it before. When the first time I heard about the SF Movie Bears, who's heading it? It's Dave. Dave's the one who's been heading that one. And
I think it was Dave and Mike. I can open up the link and double check.
Yeah, they are the ones who've been...
Oh, Dave and Drew. I would like to introduce everyone to both Dave and Drew, the organizers for the San Francisco Movie Bears. Welcome you two.
Hey, Jeffrey. Thanks.
Hi. It's Dave.
So how did the San Francisco Movie Bears come about?
I had some friends and I went to dinner, about 8 of us, and we went to see a movie, and we just thought it would be a fun idea to do it on a kind of regular basis. And it took almost a month to organize, to really get it together, but, it took off fairly quickly, and we immediately started doing weekly. You know, we didn't start with this whole monthly thing or every other week. We just like went gung ho and decided once a week we're going to do something.
Wow. So you meet every week?
Yeah, we do. And sometimes twice a week. We have some guys who are particularly interested in horror movies. So they founded a group called Scare Bears.
That's horror as in slash, not as in horror as in porn.
Horror, suspense, gore, that kind of thing. And so they see movies on Mondays when there's a bunch of horror movies coming out. So, for instance, when My Bloody Valentine in 3D comes out in about a week, we're all going to go see that on a Monday, probably.
And how do you guys pick out your movies? Like, what movies you'll be going to?
Drew does it.
Well, I go to a website where they list all the advanced dates for when movies are going to come out, and I just start looking through the lists to see, you know, big movies. We really choose the most popular movies we can to just have as many people come. So the big draws for us are action movies.
Sci-fi
and hero movies. Musicals.
Musicals are big here.
And there's a few actors we'll generally see anything that they're in. We joke that we'll see anything with Jason Statham. Anything with, who just did Zach and Miri make a porno? The Green?
No. Seth Rogen.
Anything Seth with Rogen, Seth Rogen.
Yeah.
And... the guy who was in Shaun of the Dead.
I can't remember his name.
Anything with Simon Pegg. We'll see that.
It looks like you have Kevin James coming up on the 21st.
Kevin James?
Yeah, for Mall Cop.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah, he's kind of new in the bear thing. I mean, in the movies.
What is this?
The Mall Cop.
Oh, Mall Cop, yeah.
Yeah, that should be funny.
Since we see a movie every week, we see a bunch of previews every week, so it's normally easy to tell what the movies are going to a few months ahead of time. So that's another way we choose them.
You got anything particularly exciting coming up?
Well, we're really looking forward to Star Trek and Harry Potter. Those, I think, are going to be our two really big draws this year.
Well, in the very near future, in March, The Watchmen is coming out, which
Yes.
a live adaption of a really famous graphic novel. So I actually think that's going to probably be our first big event of the year. The other thing we're doing, actually, Dave really enjoys live musicals, and he started organizing, seeing these live Broadway productions in San Francisco. So on the Wednesday before the IBR weekend this year, there's about 300 guys. We're all going to be going to see Wicked. At the Orpheum Theater here in San Francisco.
And then Pride Month. Yeah, like 200. I sold 240 for this one. And for Pride Month, we're going to see Spamalot at the end of June. And I get discount tickets from the theater, so. Works out really great. People, You know, I know a lot of people who've said, you know, I used to go to the movie theater once or twice a year, and now they're going once or twice a month, and having a discount really helps draw them out.
Yeah. We like to say people are frugal, but really they're just cheap.
All right, here's your big chance. Is there anything you'd like to say to the bear community at large?
Well, yeah, actually, there is one thing we'd like to say. Dave and I are going to be hosting a table at IBR this year with information about founding your own movie bear clubs. We helped lead a big boycott this year against the Cinemark movie theater chain because their CEO donated significantly to Proposition 8 in California. And when we sent out the boycott to all the different clubs in the country, and we realized there's a lot of movie bear groups all across the country, and anybody can start them.
And we have the know-how how to get it going, and we can help you along.
So, yeah, basically, keep on looking at SF Movie Bears if you can look at it, because we're actually going to have a page up with information so people can start their own groups in other cities. And it's just, it's a great way to have a regular community. You know, it's not necessarily centered around going to a bar or going to a dance. It's another great option for having people come and see each other on a weekly basis or monthly, whatever, you know, however you want to do it.
I thank you both for your time and congratulations on being voted the 2008 Best Movie Bears.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Dave and Drew. Yes.
Dave and Drew. They've been doing that for years.
Very nice guys, too.
And I heard about the Minneapolis Movie Bears. They're doing the same thing also. And I don't know any other city that does it. But what's good about the SF Movie Bears is that they can get discounts as a group. And sometimes there are hundreds of them going together to a movie. Then they have enough bargaining power to, you know, get these discounts and get these previews or, yeah, those special viewings. So it's awesome to have a movie bear movie group.
And I have to say, if people are having a way to a nice way to be social without having to go to a bar, the great thing would be going to a movie.
Yeah, but during the movie, though, it's not you're being social. You're just watching a movie with other friends and then, discuss it afterwards.
Yeah,
Talk about it.
Well, you read a book during a book club, but...
But, I mean, here's the thing about... did you not find it weird, this particular category? Because, okay, look. The movie bear thing is very it's the thing that's very local if you think about it, you know, like even the other things like like, you know, best bear campsite, even, you know, out of towners might visit a bear campsite, or, you know, even other bear organizations if you're out of town, then maybe, you know, but I mean, do you really, if you're from out of town, do you really see, you see what I'm saying? I think the movie bear thing is really very, very niche, very, very local. And I mean, who in the world has actually, aside from people from San Francisco, actually met with the San Francisco Movie Bears? Do you see what I'm saying? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I know what you mean. And yeah, how exactly do you judge between the various movie bear groups?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Voting on websites, the movies they're going to, maybe checking. Like, I noticed on the San Francisco Movie Bears, they actually say give a number of how many people that they know are going. So, like, right now they've got Bride Wars coming up, and on tomorrow, on the 14th, and they say that 13 are seeing it. And they also do some theater, and they've got
no.
They say, join 61 SF Movie Bears who are seeing Monty Python's Spamalot. So that's a stage show. So they also do that. So that's kind of fun.
See, yeah, I kind of almost wish there were an Austin Movie Bears, frankly.
And this would be a great place because the Alamo.
That's true.
You know, exactly. The Alamo is like classic Austin, and it's an awesome place to watch movies. You bring movies and food, and you got bears. Bears love food and movies. Hello.
And you know, the food there at the Alamo Draft House is actually really good.
Oh, you know what we could do? Oh my god, oh my god. No. Guys, you can do this. The Alamo Bears.
Yeah, there. Instead of calling it a movie bears, the Alamo Bears.
There is already an Alamo Bears in San Antonio.
Well, fuck it. Actually,
the Alamo Movie Bears. There we go.
There you go.
Okay, fine. Alamo Movie Bears. Oh my God, we have to get on this now. Oh my God.
Register actually, that domain.
Tim was saying that you know that you wish that you had one. That actually the way to do it is to start one.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point. That's a good
start
point.
One. Why don't we have one? Yeah, those Isn't you it? Start one because that's what they told me before when I was talking to Dave. A couple of years ago when they were doing SF Movie Bears that they said that, you know, just how do you do it? You just start when you get a couple of people getting together and then when it grows, then that's when you get a lot of people and then that's when you organize again.
There's a lot of people and it grows.
It grows.
That's totally going to be in the next
movie. Get off the gutter.
What kind of movies have you been watching?
But, and actually, in their interview, which everybody else just heard, Dave and Drew are planning on like going to some bear events and actually having a booth to discuss like if you want to start a movie bear club in your town, how to do that. So it's... So they are trying to get more movie bear groups out there. So
awesome. So,
moving on, the best bear website.
And we weren't the winners. I'm so disappointed.
No, we can talk about that later.
We weren't even nominated for anything, but that's something else. But this one is bearnation.us. Bearnation.us. And it's basically a social network. One of the bear social networks. It is not on Ning because no bear network can be on Ning anymore. But that's another thing. By the way, Bear Zone has a new website. They're all set up off Ning. I don't know if ChubSpot got off ChubSpot. I don't think Got Fur is coming back, though. It's a head face. No. But ChubSpot is developing a new site, which they plan to launch on the 15th, on Thursday. So, quick mention about that.
Wait, ChubSpot is just launching?
ChubSpot is relaunching.
Because relaunching.
They were on Ning, and Ning was kicking off all the adult networks.
Okay.
Just because it was just too hard. Too hard. And so... So they've been kicking those off. So Gotfur, Bear Zone, and ChubSpot were all Ning sites. So they're being kicked off. Bear Zone has their site up, their new site up, and ChubSpot is almost there. So, but as far as I know, Gotfur is nowhere to be seen. So BearNation.us. New social network. Check it out. See if you like it.
Is it a Bear 411 contender?
I don't think it's like Bear 411. I think it's more along the lines of like ChubSpot and Bear Zone.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, so it's more social networks like that. They've got Bear Map, Bear Groups, Blogs, Vents, Music, Polls. They don't have videos on here, though. Bummer. But that's okay. It is a very nice site if you take a look at it. I think it looks really all right. Nice.
Which, by the way, once we get to the Best Bear Blogging Podcast, I think we should have a heart-to-heart come-to-Jesus meeting, all four of us. Seriously.
Okay. So, speaking of which, the next one is they won two categories, and that was the Best Bear Blog and Podcast. It is our nemesis is on the north, B-Talk.
Okay, well, look, and you know, I take responsibility partly because I know when we first started this, there was a call for me and Tim to post more stuff on that. Because the thing I like about Beep Talk, and I understand why they got Best Bear Blog, is that they do actually update it fairly often, and they have different categories. Like, they actually have different, you know, and they're pretty up-to-date and whatnot. And if you go to BTalk, you actually probably get up-to-date news. We should have done that from the beginning, and we haven't. So I do claim some responsibility for that. I think we can, starting this year, you know, start posting new stuff.
And you know? NARD, You mentioned on, I think it was the last Bear podcast, that you and Ray were going to start using the Bear podcast blog as more of a blog in addition to just being for the podcast.
Yeah, because for the past few years, we've been it's been really dedicated to the podcast, and we have our own blogs. Ray has his own MySpace. I have Nardville, and I have other stuff that I do, but live journal stuff. But when it comes to the podcast, I really just dedicated the Bear podcast for the show. And then it looks like since the website being visited most of the time, so I guess I think it's best that post some stuff, and maybe Ray would like to blog a little, and some of the chasers in the Chaser Show would like to contribute too. So,
by the way, as we're talking about it, I think was it us or I forgot was it us or Beat Talk, but someone said on a podcast, "Yeah, I noticed that the Chaser Show like Asians, all Asians."
It just so happened.
Whatever. There should be some black chasers, some white chasers.
Honestly, it's a coincidence.
No, it isn't.
What you need to get on now is John from the DADD podcast, because he's a total
He's a total chaser.
Yeah.
He's a white guy.
Mm-hmm. And we haven't heard from him from quite some time
he's
now.
He's pretty cool for a white guy.
He hasn't posted anything. He hasn't done any shows lately.
Yeah. John, were you saying that John was pretty fly for a white guy?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, pretty fly. For a white
guy. So, John, if you're out there listening, send us a note.
Shoot up Nard. Wait a minute. That doesn't sound bad. contact Nard.
Yeah.
contact Nard and see about being on a Chaser show. And that's one of the things I like about your show is that you have that Chaser show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, thank you. It's something that actually we talked about it with Jeff, one of the mainstays of the Chaser shows. Mm-hmm. That he suggested it. Wow, why would we have a Chaser perspective? Sure, let's do it.
I actually enjoy those shows. Of course, me being essentially a Chaser, just happened to be also a Bear.
No, you're now a chubby Bear Chaser.
So. Now, do you agree? Like last year, we were talking about this, and Nard won, and John, you said it was an upset last year.
Oh yeah, okay, I do remember saying that
because you thought that B Talk should have won, but Bear Podcast won.
No, it's Nard. I just thought that during that year, and it's because, to be honest with you, I did listen to more B Talk. I won't lie. So I was thinking, I thought B Talk would actually take it this year. So that's why I said I was upset. Because I thought, but I see my perspective was skewed. Because to be honest with you, I was listening to more B Talk at that point. So I apologize.
Nobody listens to us. Nobody.
that's not true.
That's not true at all.
No one listens to us. Now that's true.
That's true.
The last show had 149 requests, so. Somebody's got to be listening.
Way better than the EG podcast, let me tell you. We're just chugging along. By the way, now that we're talking about websites, I suggest that, because it's a new year, Jeff, mm-hmm. I say we revamp the website. And when I say this, not I think we should change it aesthetically, maybe something new, but really, it's slow. Like every time I log on to comesoutloud.com, it actually is pretty slow. I don't know if it's a server or something like that, or I don't know. Is it just me?
I don't know. I haven't felt any problems, but that's just me. Anyways, speaking of sites, let's talk about the best porn site.
Woo!
Nothing better than porn, right? And yeah, the winner was butchbear.com, which is a pay site.
Now, did it have to be bear-centric? Because, I mean, if I was picking a porn site that had bears in it, I think XTube does a pretty good job.
That's because bears submit to XTube.
Yeah, still.
So, and that's what you're looking for. But if you compare of the ratio of bear to non-bear, there's probably a lot more non-bear. I'm sorry, but that's
really
probably,
you think so?
And straight.
Yeah, I haven't.
I always think there's more gay stuff.
But that's because, you know, I think that the four of us probably inherently watch the gay stuff more often, so we're exposed more to the gay stuff than the straight stuff.
There's but a reason why they have that filter on there.
That's true.
In addition to porn, let's talk about Bear Oasis, the best bear porn, which also features a former BTOC bear. Jeff from BTOC is in this movie.
No, he isn't.
Yes, he is. I mean, seriously, go to the page, scroll down, you'll see him. Jeff Wells, he's in the where it says starring, he's on the first row at the end.
That's right. Yeah, I remember now.
They even talked about this, I think, one time on BTOC.
Oh, my God.
I think I remember that episode, yes.
And there's Clint Taylor, who's also known for his bear films.
Jeff is hot, though. He really is.
Mm-hmm. He's not too bad.
He lives in New Orleans, you know.
You know what, though? Knowing Jeff, if you're friends with Jeff, and then wouldn't it just be weird watching your friends have sex?
I think we discussed this one time.
Yeah, you know, it depends on your friends, I think.
I mean, if your friend is hot, I mean, come on.
Still, it's like, I just had coffee with you the other day. We were talking.
I don't see anything wrong with that.
Talking about knitting and the,
this is Mr. Prude Cub talking, of course.
I don't see anything wrong with that.
No.
See, there are quite a few of my friends I wouldn't mind watching doing something.
Yeah, in fact, Fuzzbear mentions, it says, ever seen Bear Films film Woof? I actually have a friend, Jamie, was in that
one. Yeah, I have chatted with Jamie before he became porn, actually.
He is a hoe. Seriously, he gets around. He's god awful cute.
I feel the same way with Excalibur because, you know, he's been in.
Oh, I have his porn too. Yeah. I just recently friended him up on Twitter. I think he's got the hots for me too.
Uh-huh. Oh, really? Oh, really?
Not that Jeff's modest or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said something about being cold today, and I said, wimp. And then he goes, come warm me up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Okay, that's just
that's
cute.
So sweet.
Of course, I'm a Minnesotan, and the temperatures here are nothing to me.
Minnesota.
And everybody else is like, god awful, it's freezing.
Well,
it's 30
degrees. It is, what, 29 degrees out already tonight? And then for here, that's cold. That's very cold for here.
Not too bad.
It's pretty cold here. It's around 40 something.
A little chilly.
Mm-hmm.
You need a sweatshirt. Okay. Speaking of porn, let's go to Best Bear Porn Star. Jim, a.k.a. Gag Bear.
Yeah, kind of scary.
Oh,
actually, I think he's kind of hot, frankly.
He's hot? What do you mean scary? He's hot.
Scary.
See?
Well,
and I'm
a very butch guy. You know, big. Him. He's got muscular. Yeah, he's got that nice belly. And he likes to be tied up.
Yeah.
There's this video that I saw a couple of years ago with him and Daddy Todd. That was pretty cool. He was a repair bear, Jim Gag.
Oh yeah, that's on his site. What is it? He's actually been selling videos, I think now. When I was last at his site, I saw something about it. After
he was selling his own videos.
Yeah, like his own videos. I mean, seriously. Gagbearsworld.com. And he's got streaming. He's got store. And it's not coming up very fast for me. We accept PayPal and major credit cards. Guy's got Repair Bound, Perverted Plumber, and Military Revenge.
I wonder what... Perverted Plumber, really? Really?
All three DVDs for $100. Okay. Inside the U.S. and 125 outside the U.S. Normally, $40 each. But yeah, he's hot. Anyways.
Hot.
Indeed.
Next up is The Complete Bear, where it wins the Best Bear Business. Say that five times fast. Have you seen the site? I love the site. I actually think it's kind of cool because it's not just, oh, this is a dual win. He actually won two things. He won Best Spare Business and Best Spare Resource.
Did you not think this is like wrong? Like wrong?
You know what? I asked him that question.
And what did he say?
You'll have to listen to the show. Basically saying, look, we didn't do any voting or anything like that. We just took the
collection
of nominees, and then whoever voted. And that's what he got. So I believe him. He's a nice guy. All right, Mike. I hate to do this to you, but I got to call you out. You're running the Complete Bear and the Best of Bears, and you win the business last year and win both business and resource this year. Has anyone given you any grief about this possible quote-unquote conflict of interest?
I don't think so, actually, because we don't do the voting. The readers and the followers do the voting. And we actually didn't even nominate ourselves. We were nominated through the nomination process by other people, which we very much appreciate. You know, and we're happy to be appreciated.
Now, tell us a little bit about the Complete Bear. How did it start? How's it grown? How's it changed? Pimp the site away.
Pimp the site away. You know, we started a couple of years ago, and we actually had done some other websites, some other e-commerce websites, and they were all a lot of work. And anyone who's involved with anything on the internet knows that it's just hours and hours and hours of time. So, you know, they say do what you love. And we had actually just come back, my partner and I had just come back from a trip up to Tahoe, and there was some really cute bear tchotchke crap. And I said, wow, I love this stuff. And apparently I was buying lots of it. And I'm like, well, if I could buy this stuff, you know, why can't I sell it? Thus, my, you know, impulse buying habits created the Complete Bear.
And it looks like you've grown it to be more than just all these tchotchkes, but a full resource for bears. Now, how did that really come about?
You know, it sort of came about with the idea that, you know, if you just go online and you want to just blast people or, you know, spam them or whatever you want to call it with buy my stuff, after a while they're going to stop listening to you. So it really didn't make sense to, you know, just take that approach. And actually, as I said, we had built some other communities in the past and had learned from that experience that, you know, if you're really going to embrace something, you should embrace it in total. So our intent was, yeah, we sell bear stuff, but our intent has always been to be the ultimate bear resource. So community, blogs, information, all that kind of fun stuff.
Excellent. Your one-stop shop for all things bear. That was definitely the Complete Bear. Now, here's your big chance. What would
Uh-oh.
If you could say anything to the bear community at large, what would you say?
Stop trying to define bear. You know, that's probably the most frequently asked question that we get is, what is a bear? And the problem with that is that as soon as you try to define it or narrow it, you know, you sort of undermine the whole idea of the brotherhood, of that really where the bear community came from. You know, we all have in our minds what we think is the ideal bear and what turns us on and stuff like that, but it's different for each of us. So we try really hard not to define, you know, what is a bear. If you're a bear, you feel like a bear. If you think you're a bear, fine. If you like bears, fine. But we don't try to make them look like a certain type or anything like that. So if I could say anything to the bear communities, you know, go back to your roots. Go back to the idea of a brotherhood.
Excellent. Thank you for your time, Mike, and congratulations on being voted the 2008 Best Bear Business and Best Bear Resource.
Thank you.
Sure. Okay, whatever.
So
was it Dan?
Mike is who I talked to.
Oh, Mike. Okay, Mike. Okay. Mm-hmm.
They pretty much were say, we don't actually, we're just collecting the votes. And if they end up voting us, great.
Right. And if not,
that's fine too. So people like the complete bear. Now here's one I'm almost not sure of because it's the best bear celebrity, and I think he might be, but I don't know. It's Chris March from Project Project Runway. He is very cute.
Yeah, he is rather cute.
Very diva-ish.
Well, you know, like he's a designer.
Big.
I heard though that he can't be bothered. There was a friend of mine, a couple of friends of mine who were in New York, saw him on the street.
Can't be bothered right now.
Yeah, I said they want to have a picture with him, but he said, "Oh, I can't. I gotta go. Bye."
He's an ass or something like that.
I think he's cute though.
He is very cute. He is very cute. Not much to say about that one. Come on, back. There we go. Next, these guys are great, are really cool. The Northeast Ursa Men got the best bear club and organization. And I have Dave and Mike from the Northeast Ursa Men here, the 2008 best bear club or organization. Welcome, you two.
Hello.
Thank you.
First off, how did the Ursa Men come about?
Wow. Well, let's see. The Ursa Men came about back in 1992. It was about a bunch of guys, maybe I'm going to say about two dozen guys from the Hartford-Springfield area who had heard about these bear clubs popping up and thought that the Northeast region needed one. So they got together and they started cobbling one together. And in October of 92, the Ursa Men came on the scene.
How has it grown over the years?
It's grown pretty steadily, actually. Within the first couple of years, we had 50 members and 80 members, and then we eventually got up to, I think, as high as almost 250 at one point. We're holding pretty steady at about 150 at this point. Actually, we're growing now. It's been quite a ride. I'll say that much for sure. It's definitely been a ride. And the good one at that.
What sort of events do you hold over the year? Any fundraisers or anything like that?
Mike, that
we do. Our last fundraiser we just had was this past November at a place here in New London, Connecticut called Frank's. We did a fundraiser for the Alliance for Living, which is kind of Connecticut's AIDS hospice charity program. They do our outreach, education. They also have a food bank. And we had found out that their shelves were basically bare and the food bank. So we did a food drive. And it essentially was either a $5 cover charge to get in the bar or canned food. And that night we raised over $1,000 in cash and over 500 pounds in canned food. Any time that we host a bar event, prior to that one, we had our annual meeting in October. And we did our Boots and Bruises Boxer Party, which is basically an underwear party. And again, cover charge to get in went to the New Haven AIDS charity, their community center there. Anytime we do a 50-50 raffle, which we always do at our bar events, the Ursaman's portion of the 50-50 raffle goes to a charity. And if we don't have a charity already picked out, we ask the winner of the 50-50 raffle to choose the charity for it to be donated to.
That's fantastic. Is there anything that's coming up that you'd like to pimp out?
Well, we have an event coming up on February 7th in the MB Lounge in Worcester, Massachusetts. It's a nut and bolt party. For those that don't know what a nut and bolt party is, basically you are given either a nut or a bolt when you enter the bar, and you spend the night trying to find your perfect match. The first two guys that are a match will, of course, get a prize, and we'll be doing a 50-50 raffle. And more than likely, we will donate our proceeds from the 50-50 raffle to a Massachusetts charity, probably one of the outreach programs in the Worcester area. And more than often not, the winner of the 50-50 raffle will do the same. They'll turn around and donate their proceeds from the 50-50 to the same charity.
Excellent. Yeah, we've had an awful lot of generous people come to our events and help us out with our fundraising. It's the people who support us, both club members and not, they're just really incredible people. We've been able to do a lot of different charities over the years. And I'd also like to add that our club is probably one of the only ones in the area that is, we're actually a full-service club. We do a good, healthy offering of public events to kind of like outreach, just so that guys who want to check us out can come and meet us at a bar or whatever. We do a lot of private in-house events at members' houses and do house parties, and we do other things in the community too. We take part in the local pride gatherings that they do in Hartford in June. And we do a big event up in Provincetown over Halloween weekend every year. We've been doing it for the last 15 years. We call it Spooky Bear Weekend. Bears just love Halloween, and we love it. And we go up there, we throw the biggest costume party up on Cape Cod. And what else do we do, Mike? We've got Out of Hibernation coming up, too.
That's Out of Hibernation.
That we take out a part in.
That's happening in P-Town as well. It's actually the weekend right before St. Patrick's Day, which I believe is March 13th through the 15th. And we, of course, will have one of our Boots and Bruises boxer parties, which, again, is an underwear party. There are also other bear organizations that coordinate this with us. There's the Mass Bay Bears as well as the Provincetown Bears. So it's a great event because you have, like, three different bear groups all getting together for, you know, just it's kind of a lazy weekend. There's really no structured events or anything. It's just, you know, after a long winter here in New England, it's time to get out and meet your fellow bears.
Very cool. Now, in preparation for these type of interviews, I usually ask our audience if they had any questions, and I got two questions from the Peanut Gallery.
Only two?
If you know what there was actually a couple good ones. So these two, I thought it would be fun to ask these two. The first one was from Thlaley. He asked, what exactly is involved hazing-wise?
Oh, you'll have to pay.
See, that changes from applicant to applicant. we kind of suit that to our needs.
No bears are harmed in this process unless
no bears or cubs. We also like otters too.
Oh, good. Nice diverse group.
We're a very diverse group.
The second Peanut Gallery question is, are any of your members hot, H-A-W-T?
They all are.
Our members are really hot.
More,
of course they are.
More reason for people to come to all your events. Members are hot.
There you go. We do have a website if you know anybody in the audience is curious as to checking us out, and it's www.ne-ursamen.org. We're still a nonprofit organization, by the way.
Yeah.
Good.
We've got news stories up there. We do our best to keep those up to date. We have online photo galleries. And coming soon, we're looking at starting a YouTube channel, too.
Oh, no.
Yeah. You should be very afraid.
It's YouTube. It never said XTube. It's a difference. I actually do really like your site. It's very well done and nice and simple, which is exactly what they... so people get that. Again, that's neursamen.org. I also have a link to the show notes for everybody. One final question for both of you. This is your big chance. If you could tell anything to the bear community or say anything to the bear community at large, what would it be?
Oh, wow.
You're the president. I'll let you go first.
What a deep question. If I could say
give
one
me more
thing
time to think of an answer.
You know, oh, God. You know what comes to mind? Hug someone. I know it just sounds goofy, but, you know, the bear world is so small. And, you know, you're usually not many degrees away from pretty much anybody in the bear community. And, you know, a club like ours, we've been around for a while. And, you know, you have your ups and downs just like any group. And it's just so important that we all just, you know, stick together and, you know, hold each other up and support each other in what we're doing, whether you're a club or, you know, a bar or a party or whether you're into fundraising or whatnot, you know. It's a great bunch of guys out there. And I have to say, you know, the guys in our club, they're probably some of the best people that we've ever, you know, gotten to know. We've made friends for life in our club. I mean, Mike, how long have we known each other?
Yeah, we're going on, quite
going
a few
on a
years,
while.
Yeah.
Going on a while. You know, we've had a lot of people come and go, but it's just been a great ride.
My turn now?
Yep.
Yeah. That was about as deep as I could go.
Well, I agree with the hug thing. You know, just walk up to a total stranger and give him a big old bear hug. Remember, a stranger is only a friend you haven't met yet. I guess my advice is have respect. Have respect for, you know, your fellow bears, your fellow cubs, and those that, you know, are kind of lost and don't know what community they fit in. You know, and take them by the hand, show them where they belong.
Excellent. Thank you both so much for your time, and congratulations again on being voted the 2008 Best Bear Club and Organization.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having us on your show.
Or organization. It's a really neat little just group of bears in the Northeast area. So like Connecticut and Albany, or New York, that area up there.
How could you not be the best bear group when your president is named Skeeter?
I think that's
his name.
Which is, by the way, he is cute though.
And they have, I really like their website, by the way. I really like this website. It's well designed. It's not overwhelming. And it's got all the information you need right there. They've got some really cool events over the year. So that'll be. They seem to be a great group of guys. They've got photos, which I think they got a Picasa. Yeah, it's on Picasa that they have it. And they've got a lot of cute guys on there. And Laylee, this is the group I asked your question to.
What question? What?
In the interview that was just played.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Northeast Ursamen, congratulations on winning. You were really great guys.
Well, you don't know
You're
that.
You're still the great guys. I talked.
You don't know.
I just spoke.
You don't know they're nice. That's so
like,
bad.
They could be like utter divas. You have no idea.
Gosh. Just John. God.
Next, we got another twofer. Next, we got another twofer. And I think these actually kind of go hand in hand. And that's Best Bear Run. I have Harry here, one of the organizers of the Lazy Bear Weekend, the 2008 Best of Bears Bear Run and Fundraiser. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
Now, how did Lazy Bear come about?
Lazy Bear came about while my partner of 15 years, Alan Eggman, and I went up to the Russian River. And there was a bear weekend going on that was very poorly attended, and it didn't seem to have much support from the community. And one of the local business people who we were hanging out with by the pool at the Triple R said, you're a promoter. Why don't you do something like this? And I said, I'm too lazy. It's summertime. I don't want to work. And I kind of took it on as a challenge because Guerneville is only an hour and a half from the city of San Francisco. It has some of the nicest bed and breakfasts and resorts also in Northern California. And the first year came about without much fanfare. We had business cards made up, come up to the Russian River and be lazy for the weekend of the second weekend of July. And this was back in 1996. And that one box of business cards got spread around, and people just showed up, and we had 250 people showed up, and we were able to raise close to $3,000, which bought a printer for then AIDS Benefit Counselors, which is now known as Positive Resource Center. And the rest is history. Every year it got bigger. And with that came more challenges. We've gotten many organizations involved, and over the period of the last 14 years, with other Lazy Bear related events like the cruise and Lazy Bear Holiday in Palm Springs, the Lazy Bear Fund has distributed over $1.5 million. To,
wow!
Yeah, dig it, man. It goes to outreach programs and goes to help people that can't help themselves, and that's a big deal. It always has been, but now more than ever.
Wow! So, what's a typical Lazy Bear like? What do people do during Lazy?
Well, one of the things we ask people to do, it's not in the program, but it's pretty much said, all your conceptions of bear runs and bear clubs, throw them out the window. We don't perpetuate any stereotypes. Bear is a state of mind, and one thing that you can expect is a lot of poolside social gatherings. There's a lot of fun dances. We have DJs that are bear fun, bear run specific. And up until this year, we had a bonfire with the most amazing person in the world, Pyro. He has been a big supporter of Lazy Bear for years, but because of the dry timber and the fire codes, we had to cut out the bonfire last year, and we're hoping the county lets us bring it back. There's a live entertainment, cabaret and comedy. We have a Sunday Furry Sunday with Rotten Robbie, who is just an amazing, amazing DJ, and I really think he's the true face of Lazy Bear. He's been there since year one, and there's lots of good food, and it's an event where people actually meet and hang out, and one day they're total strangers, and then the next day they're talking about, you know, meeting at each other's hometown. People from all around the world come to Lazy Bear, and here it's the summertime. They can go spend their money anywhere. They can, for the money that it costs to go to Lazy Bear, and unfortunately it has become very expensive, they could go to Paris if they wanted. But where do they choose to go? To this little place called Guerneville. And people meet up every year. It's a ritual. And it's first year may have been close to 300, but, you know, we're taking care of, over a period of 5 days, as many as 8,000 to 10,000 people now.
Wow. You definitely have grown in these 14 years. And you're 15th this year?
This will be our 14th anniversary this summer.
This summer, okay. So, excellent. Now, I've got one last question for you, and this is your chance. Is there anything you'd like to say to the bear community at large?
I would love to say to the bear community, especially to those that work so hard in the bear clubs, and to the presidents and the people that are chair people on the different committees. You know, I know rules are very important. I'm not an anarchist. I believe in order. I don't believe in chaos. I would just say to the bear community, let your hair down a little bit. It gets, you know, bear really is a state of mind. It should never be about a look. And, you know, share the bear experience with others, not just with people like yourself. I think it's really important to let others in, because it wasn't too long ago that we were excluded from everything. Now that the bear scene is a hot thing, it's something that ought to be shared.
Excellent. Thank you so much for your time, Harry. And if anybody wants to check out the Lazy Bear Weekend, they can check it out at castrobear.com/lazybearweekend.
Well, let's make it simple. How about lazybearweekend.com, lazybearweekend.org, or lazybearweekend.net?
Oh, got it fully covered. That's perfect. Thank you again for your time.
Happy New Year to you, Jeffrey.
And best bear fundraiser.
Don't you think this is an upset? I mean, really?
How so?
I mean, I think it's just kind of known that there are three really big, very popular bear runs. One in the South, which would be TBRU, you know. Then there is the one in San Francisco,
IBR,
and wait, what was the third one?
Chicago Bear Pride.
Yeah, Bear Pride. I mean, you would think one of those three, but Lazy Bear is not, like, unpopular. I'm just saying, I think we can make a consensus that those three are the biggest ones.
And they've raised over $1 million for charities over the years. And they're actually hitting year 14 this year. So they've been around for a long time. It's just supposed to be one of those things where it's not a super set where they just it's supposed to be just a lazy weekend, and with a few parties and stuff, kind of like a spring break for bears.
It's like, I'm too lazy to get up and suck your cock.
Not that lazy. I'm sure they'll be energetic for that.
Can you just like stick it in? Oh Lord, I don't want to.
That's why I'm bottom for the weekend.
Bottom. Yeah, I'm just going to lay here and read a book. Are you done yet? Come on.
Come on already.
God.
Oh. This podcast has been broken into multiple parts to make the download faster. You have reached the end of the part, but not the end of the complete podcast. Keep watching your podcast feed for the second part of the show.